NewsRant Business and Corporate Podcast, Thursday morning, March 19th, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery, full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up, Aclarion Inc. adopts limited-duration stockholder rights plan. Aclarion Inc. has adopted a limited-duration stockholder rights plan, effective immediately and expiring in 1 year. The plan aims to protect stockholders' long-term value and prevent any person or group from gaining control of the company without offering an appropriate control premium. The plan allows the board to make informed decisions in the best interest of all stockholders, applying equally to current and future investors.
Lining News Breaks, Search Minerals Inc. reports 2025 channel sampling results at Fox Run and nearby Cree prospects. Search Minerals Inc. reported results from its 2025 channel sampling program at the Fox Run, Foxy Lady, Crazy Fox, and Silver Fox prospects in southeastern Labrador. The samples at Fox Run showed widths up to 18.18 meters, with critical rare earth element grades comparable to the Foxtrot open pit indicated mineral resource, supporting potential resource expansion in the Port Hope Simpson St. Louis district.
Biomed News Breaks, Solagenix Inc., featured on Biomed Wire podcast, highlighting Phase 3 Hybrite progress and key inflection points. Solagenix, a late-stage biopharmaceutical company, was featured on the Biomed Wire podcast discussing the Phase 3 Hybrite study for cutaneous T-cell lymphoma. CEO Christopher Schaber highlighted strong response rates and potential outcomes, emphasizing upcoming data as transformative milestones. Solagenix focuses on rare diseases with products like Hybrite for CTCL and vaccine candidates for diseases like COVID-19 and ricin toxin. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Defense News Breaks, Gaxos.ai Inc. portfolio company America First Defense accepted into Anduril Lattice program. In a recent development, Gaxos.ai Inc.'s portfolio company America First Defense has been accepted into Anduril's Lattice program, solidifying its position in the expanding counter-drone defense market. This move enhances its role within an advanced defense ecosystem, focusing on next-generation mission capabilities and operational effectiveness. America First Defense continues to advance solutions to address evolving aerial threats across defense, homeland security, and critical infrastructure environments.
Biomed News Breaks, NRx Pharmaceuticals Inc. schedules March 24th conference call to review 2025 results and clinical progress. NRx Pharmaceuticals Inc. has scheduled a conference call for March 24th, 2026 at 8:00 a.m. ET to discuss its 2025 financial results and clinical progress. The company will provide updates on its drug development programs and the HOPE Therapeutics Clinical Network, focusing on advancing treatments for depression and PTSD. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Defense News Breaks, DataVault AI Inc. signs definitive agreement to acquire NYIAX, expanding institutional-grade exchange infrastructure. DataVault AI has signed a definitive agreement to acquire NYIAX Inc., expanding its institutional-grade exchange infrastructure. This acquisition will add NYIAX's intellectual property portfolio and blockchain-powered trading platform to support DataVault AI's specialized exchanges rollout, combining AI-driven valuation, smart contracts, compliant liquidity mechanisms, and institutional-grade market infrastructure across various assets. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. From occasional fear to constant vigilance, the new reality of personal safety. From occasional fear to constant vigilance, personal safety has become a new reality for women across America. According to a study by LogicMark, nearly 40% of women take daily safety measures due to concerns of assault and robbery. To address these fears, LogicMark has developed the Asterisk 24/7 personal safety app, transforming smartphones into personal protection devices to provide continuous safety support in various situations.
Innovative Designs, Inc., IVDN, reports record Q1 sales results on superior home building product sales growth, with profitability extending to 6 straight quarters. Innovative Designs, Inc., reports record Q1 sales results with profitability extending to 6 straight quarters. Total revenues for the period ending on January 31st reached $632,201, exceeding the 2025 first quarter total. The company's Insultex house wrap product line is gaining traction in the market, leading to increased retail customers and a rising cash position. Plans are underway to meet the rising product demand and expand operations.
Looking to generate income through equity-based instruments in 2026? You may want to check out this actively managed ICAP ETF. Looking to generate income through equity-based instruments in 2026? Consider Infrastructure Capital's actively managed ICAP ETF. With nearly $100 million in assets under management, a management fee of 0.80%, and a 30-day securities yield of 5.33%, ICAP offers investors an equity position that provides dividend income. Managed by J.D. Hatfield. This ETF focuses on established companies with strong cash flows, making it a popular choice for conservative investors seeking higher yields than bonds.
LifeQuest World Corp. provides shareholder update, new global orders, and pending acquisition of environmental services company. LifeQuest World Corp. announces new orders for biopipe sewage systems in the Philippines, showcasing market momentum. Orders include systems for an EV distributor showroom, a major hotel brand, and a national gas station network. Additionally, biopipe units have been delivered to Spain and Crete projects, with completion expected in the second quarter of 2026. The company's acquisition of an environmental services company is on track to close in April 2026, providing a strong financial foundation and growth opportunities. TechWrench partners with Brenda Belmars to lead global innovation. TechWrench partners with Brenda Belmars to lead global innovation, strengthening the Austin-Monterey corridor. This collaboration aims to create a connected, cross-border ecosystem where venture builders, institutions, and investors work together. The partnership reflects TechWrench's belief in globally connected innovation. DeTech Digital's fundraising efforts in Austin highlight cross-border leadership, showcasing a tri-national model of innovation under the USMCA framework. Agentive TV LLC and Agentive Capital Partners join forces with TechWrench to support founder-driven storytelling and innovation, amplifying entrepreneurial voices and connecting local communities to global narratives. TechWrench's venture relationship accelerator fosters deep trust, strategic alignment, and long-term collaboration across borders. Founder and CEO Kevin Coyne will attend INCMTY in Monterey, engaging with entrepreneurs, investors, and ecosystem leaders to empower local innovation on a global scale. Charbone Corporation confirms a new delivery of clean UHP hydrogen to Ontario, strengthening its commercial deployment in this strategic market. This follows a previous delivery to an independent distributor in December 2025, showcasing the growing demand for clean UHP hydrogen in Ontario. The company's ability to ensure efficient logistics and meet operational needs highlights its commitment to supporting the local supply chain in North America.
DeTech wins SXW Trilateral Innovation Award for Cross-Border Tech Leadership. DeTech, the Monterey-based engineering and technology firm, has been awarded the Trilateral Innovation Excellence Award at the Bourne Global Summit and Awards in Austin, Texas. Recognized for its cross-border collaboration between Mexico, the United States, and Canada, DeTech CEO Pedro Noria sees this as validation of their global potential. The company's work with U.S.-based TechWrench and Canadian partners highlights their commitment to innovation and international cooperation.
Audia announces LT350 initiative to power the autonomous vehicle revolution with distributed AI data centers. Audia Inc. announced its LT350 initiative to power the autonomous vehicle revolution with distributed AI data centers. The LT350 platform aims to address the technology needs of the autonomous mobility industry by providing distributed AI data centers for robot taxi and logistics fleets. This initiative aligns with the global shift towards autonomous mobility, offering data offload and charging in one location.
Aclarion publishes CEO shareholder letter highlighting strategic progress and 2026 catalysts. The letter discusses pursuing reimbursement coverage from U.S. insurance providers, an upcoming Clarity trial readout in Q4 2026, and a strong balance sheet with cash runway into 2028. CEO Brent Nesse, MSPH, on expanding NOC, ICCA, and adoption, and strengthening the company's foundation for long-term value creation.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.